Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and in doing so, we'll also honor the Feast of St. Gregory the Great, which occurs this Sunday, September 3rd. Pope Gregory I, commonly known as St. Gregory the Great, was pope for 14 years, starting in AD 590. He is known for instigating the first large-scale mission from Rome, the Gregorian Mission, to convert the then-pagan Anglo-Saxons in England to Christianity. Throughout the Middle Ages, he was known as the Father of Christian Worship because of his exceptional efforts in revising the Roman worship of his day. Immediately after his death, Gregory was canonized by popular acclaim. Although popular legend credits Gregory with inventing or codifying Gregorian chant, scholars believe that this arose later. Still, Gregory gave his name to the chant, and he is the patron saint of musicians, singers, students, and teachers. Now, you may already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are in texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 19th century Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because the text of each is specific to a day it is sung. They are the introit, or entrance, the gradual, sung after the first reading, the alleluia, sung after the second, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. Today, however, in the interests of enjoying all of Dvořák's Mass in D major, we'll skip the entire Mass proper and substitute 3 motets and 2 songs by Dvořák. That makes today an all Dvořák day. So let's get started with our first Dvořák motet, Ave Maris Stella, Hail, Star of the Sea, Blessed Mother of God and Ever Virgin, Happy Gate of Heaven. This will be sung for us, as will all the music on today's show, by a Czech group called Inegal Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was a motet by our composer of the day, Antonín Dvořák, one of the relatively few sacred pieces he wrote, called Ave Maris Stella. Now it's time to begin our Mass Ordinary by Dvořák, his Mass in D major. By the way, when we say Mass Ordinary, or the Ordinary of the Mass, we were referring, as I mentioned earlier, to the Mass text that never changes throughout the year. It's always the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, except on special occasions, when the Gloria or Alleluia is omitted, as during Advent and Lent. Otherwise, there's nothing particularly ordinary about the Mass Ordinary. We'll begin with Dvořák's Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, sung by the Inegal Ensemble.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the tuneful Kyrie from the Mass in D major by Antonín Dvořák. Immediately following the Kyrie comes the Gloria, the greater doxology, introduced by a solo invocation. Again, the singers are the Inegal Ensemble.
Yeah.
That was the Gloria from today's Mass Ordinary by Dvorak, composed in 1887. Dvorak is not primarily known for his sacred music, but he was a devout man, and he did compose a Requiem Mass, a Stabat Mater, a set of biblical songs, several motets, an oratorio, a Te Deum, and a few other devotional pieces. Here's another motet by Dvorak called Hymnus ad Laudes in Festo Trinitatis, written for the Feast of the Holy Trinity. The performers, again, are the Inegal Ensemble. We've been listening to Dvorak's motet Hymnus Laudes in Festo Trinitatis, Hymn in Praise of the Feast of the Trinity. And now we've reached the center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Here's with Dvorak's Mass setting of that text.
Is it me, O Paul, you have been? Thank you.
For the substantial credo of Dvorak's Mass in D major. Next in order of the Mass Ordinary come the Sanctus and Benedictus. But before we hear these, here are two more tasty tidbits from today's featured composer, Antonín Dvorak. The first is his setting of the 23rd Psalm, and the second is called Sing Unto the Lord from Psalm 96. Here they are performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra.
Latinu pieseń nową, nebo ciec dziwne wieci uczynił. Zwuk widej tej prospiewujte, a żal mi spiwejte. Köszlek świata i ci, coś na niem byli. Rzeki rukama plesejte, z molu z nimi i woli prozbiewujte.
We've heard two sacred psalm settings by Antonín Dvořák. And now we can return to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus of Dvořák's Mass in D major. The performers again are the Czech group, the Inegal Ensemble.
Sanctus Dominus Deus Deo.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of today's featured Mass by Antonín Dvořák, so why not go straight to the final part of his Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei?
Oh.
That was the finale, the Agnus Dei, of Antonín Dvořák's Mass in D major, which means that we've arrived at the very last music in today's program, a final motet by Dvořák on the familiar text, Ave Maria. And with that lovely setting of the Ave Maria by Antonín Dvořák, performed by Inegal Ensemble, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the motets and songs and the Mass in D major, all of them composed by Antonín Dvořák. And I hope you'll tune in next week, Saturday at 4, or Sunday at 2, as we proudly celebrate the 4th anniversary of The Glory of the Mass. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very pleasant weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.